Okay, hi, my name's Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 18th of August 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
My full name is Amanda Claire Devine. I'm 40, originally from London, but live in Market Harborough.
And how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
So, can I just take you back to how you initially heard about the project?
I heard about it initially through the Artichoke. I get emails from Artichoke, and I heard from it about from then. I thought, just started investigating. I got an email and then started looking at it a bit more in detail. Didn't tell anybody about it, applied, and thought, I'll never stand a chance of getting into it. Didn't give it too much more thought. Thought, yeah, no, won't hear anything, and did.
And what was it that actually inspired you to get involved?
Something to do with my age, also to do with Anthony Gormley. I have seen bits and pieces of his work, and really that. And also, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity. I don't think it's ever going to happen anything like this again. So.
And how did you feel when you found out you had a place?
Really excited, and also, oh my God, what am I actually going to do? Because I had no idea. Because as I said, I didn't think I stood a hope and health chance of actually getting a place. As I'm sure most people didn't.
So can I ask you to talk a little bit about what you're actually doing today?
I'm doing something very simple. I've created flags from around the country, 18 flags, and they all represent my family and friends that live around those in those countries.
And is this something that you've been thinking about for a while?
Yeah, yes, but it started off something completely different. I was actually going to do Angel of the South and do something and make it up of flags from around the world, uniting people from different countries, and then started thinking more specifically about myself and how those countries would be represented. And I thought it'd be much nicer to celebrate my friendships with about my family and friends.
So what exactly are you going to be taking up with you on the friends?
Literally just sticky tape, flags, a seat, a plastic bottle and a glass, so I can enjoy a glass of wine while I'm up there as well to celebrate them.
And what do all these different countries mean to you?
They're literally where either my family or friends live or where they've originated from. So it's about 18 countries. Most of them people still live in those countries. So.
And how have you managed to kind of network friends and family all around the world?
I've sent them links to the site so they can watch it online. They know the time disparity, so they can look at it online. Okay. as and when it happens.
And have you ever lived abroad yourself?
Yeah, I've lived in the Middle East. I've lived in Greece. That's it really, but I've travelled a lot.
And was it your job that brought you over there?
The Middle East was my dad's job. He lived there for 8 years of my life. He was an architect in Oman. And Greece, I lived there for 4 years. I was a dancer, so I lived there dancing, touring. And then I was actually going to work in the States and had an accident with my knees and couldn't.
So, firstly, dancing, how long have you... You're still not dancing?
No, long ago.
Okay.
It's been about 18 years. Yeah, so it's a long time ago.
Okay. And do you remember quite clearly living in these respective places?
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. My dad lived in Oman from when I was 7 till I was 15. Okay. So, yeah, it's a long time.
What kind of effect do you think that's had on you as an individual?
Well, I've been very fortunate in as much as I've managed to travel a lot and seen lots of different cultures and mix with lots of different cultures. So it probably does. And also London's very multicultural as well. And I enjoy that. I enjoy all the things that different cultures bring. And my family's very multicultural. I've got family from India and Pakistan and... I've got family that live in Australia, Canada, France, just New Zealand, everywhere. Right? Yeah, they're sort of everywhere.
And have you ever lived in London?
Yes, I essentially came from London, South West London.
Okay. And what's your relationship with the city like?
with London City now. I still absolutely love it, miss it, but come down regularly, at least once a month down. I love going to galleries, just seeing everything. I just, even just people watching, sitting in a park and people watching or coming into somewhere like Trafalgar Square, sitting, having a cup of coffee, watching people, I love it.
And multiculturally, London is an absolute melting pot. Mm. Do you think that works?
Completely. I think the diverse cultures bring, and to me it's the norm, really. I suppose when I lived here, I never really thought any differently, but probably since I've been away more, because it's not so multicultural where I live, you notice it more. But I think it works fabulously. And I like the diversity.
Can I ask you to talk a little bit about what you do?
I do a part-time job at the moment, which is very uninteresting. Before that I was in personnel, and before that that was for 7 years, and prior to that I was a store manager, and prior to that I was a dancer. And I'm a mum, so most of the time I'm at home with my little girl who's now going to school, and sometimes with my two stepchildren as well.
And how old is your little girl?
4. And the two boys are 10 yesterday and 8.
Okay. So where do you live at the moment?
Market Harbour, which is Leicestershire. It's in between Northampton and Leicester.
Okay.
It's a market town. It's a very pretty little town.
And have you been living there for a while?
About 5 years now.
Okay. And can I ask you a little bit about your interests?
Yeah, I love art, I love dance, I love anything to do with the arts, so any kind of sculpture, arts, anything really, dancing, theatre, you could name it. I like anything to do with that, and I run. I did the marathon last year, and I'm doing the Great North Run for the second time this year. And just do that to try and keep fit as much as possible and not age too much. That's it, really. I like going out with family and friends and drinking, eating.
And have you been following this project since the beginning?
Yep. I haven't watched an awful lot, but I've sort of gone in and out and watched little bits and pieces. And my other half has as well, gone in and seen what other people are doing. Just out of interest, really. And lots of people have done some really wild things, and some people have sat and done nothing. But I'm sure they've enjoyed the experience no matter what they've done. Even as I said to you before about sitting in the rain, I don't know if I'd have been that enamoured with sitting in the rain. But if it had happened, I'd have done it, so.
And what do you think of the progress of the project?
I think it's fantastic, and I think, I don't know how well people knew about it generally, probably in London more people than anywhere else, but with the likes of sort of Facebook and Twitter, and you can so easily spread the word, so I'm sure lots of people have done that, and certainly people that, you know, that I know had heard of it. So I thought, oh, when I said I was going on the fourth plinth, people would go like, what? But they didn't, they kind of knew.
Yeah. And just to go back to your hour slot, what are your hopes, fears, expectations?
My fears are that I'm going to be frightened to the height. I just want to enjoy it, really. Nothing else, really. And just be part of the experience.
And have you got anybody in particular with you today?
My other half, all the children, my mum and stepdad will be here. And some friends and family, but I'm not sure who else is coming.
And ultimately, what kind of experience are you wanting to get out of today?
I don't know, really. I hadn't an ultimate experience. I hadn't really thought. I just really wanted to celebrate, you know, the friends and family that I've got, and spend an hour doing that. I don't think we sit down enough and sit and remember and think about the people that we love and care about, and celebrate those friendships, albeit family.
And what does your family mean? Do you have quite a large family?
I have quite a large family. As I say, they're all spread out all over the world, and My dad came from a large family. My stepdad came from a large family, one of 13 and one of 7. So yeah, and they're all those brothers and sisters separated all over the place. So.
And what would you say is important in your life at the moment?
Friends and family.
Yeah. Great. Okay, well, thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I don't think so.